Barbecue Dave, and I'm here to teach you about laser cutting. So let's talk about the three different things that you can do with a laser cutter. So a laser cutter is a really useful tool for rapid prototyping. It allows you to take a number of materials and either cut or etch them in a few different ways to get you where you need to go in putting together small projects, making enclosures, making mounts, things that you could do with a CNC or with a 3D printer, but a laser cutter is gonna a lot of times get you there a lot faster. A vector image is an image described by actions. So a vector description of a circle would be to start at a point and draw all the way around a circle. A vector image of a square would be to start at a point and draw that square as delineated by the lines between its corners. So I'm drawing right now the way a laser cutter would cut if we're drawing a vector image. Vector can be used for both etching and cutting. It's very quick and it uses a lot of power, so you can actually use it to cut through a material and create shapes. Vector etching allows you to take a vector file. Now that's a file that follows a line, it's like a set of instructions that your computer's got, to trace a really deep etch into whatever your material is. The way we do that is to set up our vector file to have some specific qualities. In order to do vector etching, you need to have your file, your lines, to have the line weight of 0.1, and now the color of that line has to be in the RGB color space, and it has to be full blue. And that's 0 red, 0 green, and 255 blue. Any lines that you put in through Illustrator that have these qualities will tell the laser cutter that you want to vector etch them. So, number two, vector cutting. Vector cutting and vector etching are really similar. The difference is vector cutting uses more power from the laser. So this is for when you want to cut all the way through a material, that would be wood or acrylic or whatever other material you're using. The intention of this is to cut it all the way through. In order to do vector cutting, we want to have the same line weight. Also 0.1 points. And then the color would be in the RGB space, 255, 0, 0. And so the difference between cutting and etching is really just the color. It's easy to remember because red, which you think of as hotter, is the one that's gonna cut all the way through, and blue is less hot, it's cooler, and it etches. A raster image is an image described pixel by pixel. So if I were a laser cutter and I were to draw a circle in the raster style, I would do it like this. That's a lot slower, but you actually have the ability to do things in much higher detail. And while you are raster etching, you're able to modulate the power of the laser, and you can get grayscale, which is something that you can't do in vector. So when you're working with a laser cutter, there is usually what seems to be the laser head moving around. What it usually is the end of an intricate set of mirrors that bounces the laser light out to the surface that you're going to cut or etch. It's really important to have that head the correct distance from the material you're cutting or etching. So let's take a look at what that looks like. On our laser, the aperture of the laser head looks something like this. There's a cone at the end that protects the mirror, and out of that cone is where the laser light comes. Now, that laser light is not a perfectly straight beam. It's actually a focused beam that looks like this. Very similar to when you were a cruel child and you would burn ants out on the grass at your parents' house or at the whatever, playground. You have to get the magnifying glass the right distance from the ground in order to really burn them ants. And the same thing happens with the laser cutter. As we move our object closer to the laser, there's a certain point where our object is getting the most focused, most directed beam from that laser. And that's the point we want to be at. So usually what you'll do is you'll have a control over the bed of the laser. You'll be able to raise and lower the bed until it gets to the right spot. Now, on our laser, there's a tool to do this. This tool allows you to set your material to the right height in relation to the laser to put the focal length of the laser right on the surface. That's really important for etching because the smaller your pen size is, the more accurate your drawing can be. There are a few risks associated with laser cutting. When laser cutting is done correctly, it's very safe. But there are two risks that we have to worry about when we're laser cutting. Risk number one, fire. It's really important not to catch your object on fire. Now, you may be tempted to cut some paper or cut some cardboard. Those things can be cut safely. But there are other materials that actually can't be cut safely. Blue structural foam is one that can not be cut safely. So always check with someone who knows before you cut a material that you're not sure is safe to laser cut. Risk number two, poison. It's really important not to get poisoned while laser cutting. One of the materials that we never want to cut is anything that involves chloride or chlorine because it will release chlorine gas. Chlorine gas is very harmful for the laser and the mirrors, and it's very harmful for you. So always check with someone who knows before cutting something that might involve chlorine. Now, there's a test you can do called the burn test. You can burn a material to see what color it burns. If it burns bright green, it has chlorine. Most of the time in a laser cutting lab, there'll be a set of materials provided for you that you can test or cut with. In our lab, anything that's set in the bin next to the laser cutter is safe to cut with. Now, it's very important to check with a tech before you cut something that's not in that bin so you don't start A, a fire, or B, a self-poisoning situation. Neither of these things you want. If at any point while you're laser cutting, you do notice a fire, one that seems to be spreading, the first thing I would suggest doing would be to open the laser cutter. That will shut off the laser, which is the source of heat and generally the source of the fire. The second thing I would do if the fire doesn't go out immediately would be to tamp out the fire. It's always important to keep an eye on the machine while you're cutting. Sometimes when you're raster etching, now if you raster etch a full 18 by 24 inch bed, that etch might take 2 or 3 hours. That's a long time to sit right next to a laser cutter. You should definitely check with your lab and check with the techs to find out what the protocol is for whether you can walk away during that time. So the power controls for the laser cutter are actually in the interface. So we can turn it on right here. There we go. So whenever we turn it on, it starts out by zeroing the position of the laser up at the origin. So let's start by leveling the bed for the material that we're going to cut. But wait a minute, what are we gonna cut? So today we're gonna be cutting this nice wood panel that's already seen a few laser cuts. We know this piece of wood is about a quarter inch thick. We could use a caliper to figure that out. That's gonna come in later when we tell the machine how thick of material we're cutting. We're gonna use this leveling tool to tell the machine how thick our material is, essentially. And now this one came with the machine. I knew that it was gonna be really expensive if we lost it, so I 3D printed another one just in case. But don't tell anyone. So this is our leveling tool here. What I wanna do is have this notch line up right in that spot right there. So keep in mind that when we're changing the height here, we're moving the bed, not the tool. So in order to make this meet up, we need to actually move the bed up. So I'm gonna slide it up until it goes into its mark. There it is. So that tool is telling us that the aperture of the laser there is just the right distance from the material we want to cut. And the reason that we're seeing that in red right now is when you've got the laser cutter door open, it gives you a visible light laser, that red laser there. That's not the cutting laser. That's just something so we can see where the laser is pointing. It It's going to make your life a lot easier if you start with an Illustrator file that's the same artboard size as your laser cutter. In our case, we have a bed that's 24 inches wide and 18 inches tall. So it's very important that I start, or it will certainly make my life a lot easier if I start with an artboard that's that size. I also want to make sure that I start in the RGB color space, because for this machine, I need RGB values in order to tell it whether to raster or vector etch or vector cut. That's all of the its power comes from that and the style of cutting. So if I don't do that, it's going to be a huge pain in the ass later, pardon my French. So we're going to make a coaster today. So not a lot of people know this, but standard coaster size is 3.5 inch diameter. The outside of the coaster, I want to cut. Now, I actually want to cut it in a spot of the wood that has not been cut before. So let's take a look at the wood. Looks like the center of our circle we kind of want to put right here. So it's like 3, 4, 5 inches across and 2 inches down. It's probably decent. Like right there, I think our circle fit right nicely in there. So we just look at the register marks on the machine in order to tell us where in our material we want to cut. So the outside of the coaster is going to be a vector cut. So we need to make sure that it's RGB 255-00, so full red. Circle, we said actually it's really useful in Illustrator to show the rulers, which will give you the same register marks as you have on your machine. So we said we wanted to center the circle at about 5 inches, and this circle is gonna be cut, so we wanna give it the stroke weight of 0.1 points, and we wanna tell it to be transparent. We want the fill to be transparent, and we want the line to be full RGB red on this machine. That's gonna be 255-00. Now inside of that cut, we're gonna put a small circle to show you where to put your martini or whatever you're drinking. So we want that to be an etched line. We're gonna set it to the same line weight, 0.1 points. But we're going to set the color to full blue. And that set of parameters is going to tell it to etch instead of cut. Now we put a raster image in there, so let's go on a little Bing search. I just Googled Bing. That's too good. So here's a little blast from the past. When you're raster etching, it's really important to have as high contrast as possible, because raster etching is not as dynamic as it is on paper, say with an inkjet or laser printer. So we're going to go for a black and white version of Clippy, and it's going to get weird. Ooh, there we go. All right, well, at least we have full black here and full white, so we're gonna see some nice dynamic range. So let's take the image that I just placed on my desktop and place it to Illustrator here. This. So here's our file. We've got Clippy, which is a raster etch. We've got a blue line that's also gonna be an etch, but a vector etch. And a red line, and that will be our vector cut. And so what we'll end up here is with a nice little coaster of Clippy. The beauty of laser cutting is that you treat the laser cutter in a lot of ways just like a printer. That's what makes it so much easier than a CNC mill or a 3D printer. So you can kind of, in a lot of ways, treat it like a very dangerous printer. A poison and fire prone printer, if you will. So, in order to get this over to the printing software, I literally just have to push print. So we're able to see here our object. The fact that we have a red and a blue line means that the printer software recognizes that we want to cut and etch those. Anything that's black is just going to be a raster etch. So any JPEGs, anything that's not fitting the exact formula for vector etch and cut, that would be your correct line weight and correct color in our system, is going to just show up as just another
another raster etch, and a raster etched line of that weight is going to be almost invisible. Now that we've got our image correctly into the laser cutting software, we need to do two important things. One is to tell the software what material we're cutting and the thickness of that material. The reason for that is it helps the laser cutter figure out what power to set the laser at, not only for like a cut and an etch, but for when you're raster etching, which we're going to do, it needs to know when it's modulating that power, what range to modulate it in, basically. So if we're etching glass, it's a lot more power than if we're etching paper. It's like if we were to etch paper with too much power, we'd set it on fire, etc., etc. This software makes it really simple by you tell it the type of material and the thickness, and it dials in that power for you. I think most systems kind of work that same way. Some systems, you feed it in as much information as you can about your material, and it generates that power value of the laser on its own. In other systems, you have a book, you go through and you look that up in the book and you pass those values into the laser cutting software, which mm-hmm. sounds like what you have, right? Mm-hmm. You manually type in the numbers. Okay, cool. So let's go to the settings on here. Right. So on here we can go through and we say we're using a natural material and that is wood. We don't really know what type of wood this is, so we're gonna say medium wood. And then when we get to what type of medium wood, we're gonna say general medium wood. So we have to go through and tell it the thickness of the wood. This is 1/4 inch, so we're gonna say we are 1/4 inch. And then we have some manual controls up here in the intensity section, where if we know that the material we have is a little bit harder, a little bit softer, we can ramp up or down the values of these. Now, this raster here is talking about etching raster. And in my experience, it's never enough when you're raster etching. So what I generally do is take that up to the 50%, like take it up to the ceiling. Generally, raster etching, because it moves so fast and goes pixel by pixel, the amount of time it spends on each pixel is so small that for my taste, it never etches it enough. So that's why I like to take it up to the top. Vector cutting, we're gonna trust that it's gonna dial it in right and cut all the way through. If we need to, we can go through and make a second pass. Our image is set up. It passed through to the laser cutting software correctly. We set all of our materials correctly. Now, before we cut, we have to do one last very, very important thing, and that is the safety check. You need to make sure before you cut, that everything is set up to do it safely. And in our system, there's three parts. Part number one, the compressor. You gotta turn that on. Okay, I don't know what it does. It's just important to keep it on. just keep it on, don't tell anyone, you don't know what it does. Part number two, the laser. That's all we can see from right here. We can feel it humming. This thing's ready. Part number three, probably the most important part of this entire system, is the air filter. Now, some places have a exterior filter system that is ducted and it'll draw air across the laser and throw it outside. We have a hospital-grade dual-stage filter system here that can cut things like acrylic and make that air safe for us to breathe. So it's very, very important always that we have that on. The other thing that the filter does is it blows a lot of air over whatever you're cutting. And while that air, you might think, for fire safety, might feed oxygen to the fire, it's feeding a little oxygen to that fire, it's feeding a little oxygen to like the point of combustion. But it's also sucking heat out of it, and it's really keeping it from actually catching on fire. So incredibly, incredibly important for two different reasons. Both dangers, the poison danger and the fire danger. Okay, let's turn it on. It's gonna get a little loud. So at this point, we're ready to cut. We've got the three important parts, the compressor, the laser cutter, and the filter all on. What we're gonna do is we're gonna push play, and that's going to start our cut. But when it starts, we need to keep our eyes on the cutting material, because if we got anything wrong and this thing goes up in flames, we want to turn off immediately. Ready? Fire the hole! So this is starting with our raster etch. It's going to take a while. It's like drawing the white kind of, and the edges, it has like a weird drop shadow on the edges, which is going to kind of waste a bunch of time. The reason it starts with the raster etch is because once it cuts your image, the material is going to drop a little bit. And so you want to make sure you do that last. There's something about pixels burn into wood that's really kind of exciting, though. So you can see that this process, the raster etching, takes a long time compared to the vector. You'll see that the actual vector etch and cut combined will take probably 15 seconds, whereas this will probably take 5 or 6 minutes. So we're looking at now our vector cut line around here, our vector etch, and our raster etch there. And we underpowered it a tiny bit. That's why we have this these little splinters here. If we had used those sliders and powered up the vector cut a little bit more, it would have cut it all the way through nice and clean. But it's not too bad. Pretty good. And then look at Clippy there. If you look at him, you can actually see that the darkness of the pixels corresponds to the depth of the cut. In this case. So we actually end up with like kind of a 3D surface, which is pretty nice. And that's laser cutting.